Receiving God's Blessings, a compilation.
From the time God first created humans, He blessed them, and has continued to do so throughout history. Because of Christ's work of redemption on the cross, we can now receive the full blessings of God through faith in Him. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. We are blessed because our sins are forgiven and can no longer be counted against us. The one who is blessed trusts in God's love no matter what. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Romans 8:35-37. Blessed speaks of our inner state of well-being, the prosperity of our souls in Christ. Blessedness comes from unhindered fellowship with God the Father through our Lord Jesus. To be blessed is to experience the full impact of God's presence in our lives now and for all eternity. GodQuestions.org. Many people talk of feeling or being blessed, described as an experience of gratitude, acceptance of God's gifts, and general good fortune. But blessings don't come from luck or chance. Blessings are spoken of frequently in the Bible, coming from God as a direct result of our thoughts and actions. Give and it will be given to you. Luke 6:38. So how does one get to be blessed? What does the Bible say about blessings? And what are the practical actions and steps you must take to openly receive God's blessings? Most people talk of being blessed with reference to good health, family, wealth, happiness, status, and material goods. But if we look to the Bible, we can see that being blessed means something different entirely, and those who are truly blessed aren't the ones you might expect. Matthew 5:5-12 lists those who are blessed, which includes the meek, the righteous, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. From this, we can understand that a blessing isn't a simple stroke of good fortune, but rather a state of being that exemplifies Christianity's compassionate principles. And by inhabiting a kindly Christian nature, you open yourself up to more spiritual blessings, like forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit, the power to do God's will, and ultimately salvation, the greatest blessing that will bring you to heavenly places. Bible study reveals more important instructions from the Lord on how to receive God's blessings. Across the four canonical Gospels and beyond in the New Testament, we are encouraged to surrender ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. This means understanding the teachings of Christ, listening to the Word of God, offering devotionals, giving as generously as we receive, asking God Himself for blessings, maintaining your faith in the Lord God throughout your life. Bible verses about blessings of God. Ephesians 1:3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. The opening line of Ephesians reminds us that, in reality, we are already blessed. Earth's creation and our redemption is a blessing of the Lord, without whom we wouldn't be here. Remember to be grateful for our existence. 2 Corinthians 9:8-9. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you'll abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. This Corinthians verse is a sobering reminder of God's power and ability in blessing his creations. If you feel you aren't receiving enough of God's gifts, ask yourself, are you being righteous? In what ways can you bring yourself closer to Christian ideals? Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you think that carrying the image of Christ in our hearts and minds at all times is too much, we urge you to consider the suffering he endured so our sins could be forgiven. He took to the cross with us in his mind, and we're here as a result. We must commemorate his sacrifice as generously and abundantly as we can. Philippians 4:19 states, God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God can provide to you all your needs and wants. His omnipotence and giving nature knows no limits, so you should never fear that what you have is all you'll ever get. But to open oneself up to God's blessings requires sturdy faith and commitment to the principles of Christianity. Remember to pray, be of a kind and compassionate nature, give generously, and be grateful. That gratitude should be not only for your mere existence, but also to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray.com. Paul exhorted the Colossians, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:23-24. He taught the Corinthians, you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:20. And added, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. He testified to the Romans, from him and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Romans 11:36. Peter agreed, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 4:11. When we are rightly related to God through worship, reverence, and submission, only then can we be rightly related to others and to ourselves. If we want to experience all of God's best, we must give him all of ourselves. In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis made this point powerfully. Christ says, give me all. I don't want so much of your time and so much of your money and so much of your work. I want you. Hand over the whole natural self. All the desires which you think innocent, as well as the ones you think wicked. The whole outfit. I will give you a new self instead. In fact, I will give you myself. My own will become yours. Jim Dennison. Throughout His Word, there are numerous cases where God commanded people to do something first before He answered their prayers. God told Moses to strike the rock, and then He would bring forth water. Before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, He told the mourners to first take away the stone that covered the entrance of Lazarus's tomb. Then He brought Lazarus back to life. Jesus told the blind man to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and the 10 lepers to go show themselves to the priests. They manifested their faith by obedience, and then God did the miracle. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Step by step, as we follow Him, we can trust that He will lead and guide us according to His perfect will, and reward our faith in answer to our prayers. David Brandberg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.